FM， 听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to Author Read。
欢迎您收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read。我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。
More to read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote。
A man, after he has brushed off the dust and chips of his life, will have left only the hard, clean questions.Was it good or was it evil? Have I done well or ill? John Steinbeck。
一个人在掸掉生活的灰尘和碎片后，只会留下一些尖锐而纯粹的问题。这是好的还是坏的？我做得好还是不好？约翰·斯坦贝克。约翰·斯坦贝克于1902年出生于美国的加利福尼亚，是20世纪美国著名的作家，其代表作品有《人鼠之间》《愤怒的葡萄》《月亮下去了》《伊甸之冬》《烦恼的冬天》等。1925年斯坦贝克曾在《纽约时报》担任记者，但是没过多久他就对记者这种职业感到失望和厌烦，于是他返回加州，投身到自己的创作中去。1937年发表了小说《人鼠之间》，1939年出版小说《愤怒的葡萄》，1962年获得诺贝尔文学奖。1966年初，斯坦贝克作为《纽约时报》《新闻日报》的战地记者前往越南。斯坦贝克返回美国后，继续在家中写作。1968年5月，他的身体开始垮下来。1968年12月21日，他因心脏病发作而去世。
A man, after he has brushed off the dust and chips of his life, will have left only the hard, clean questions. Was it good or was it evil? Have I done well or ill? John Steinbeck.
一个人在掸掉生活中的灰尘和碎片后，只会留下一些尖锐而纯粹的问题。这是好的还是坏的？我做得好还是不好？约翰·斯坦贝克。
More to read。
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味。
Poem of the day。
London, 1802, by William Wordsworth. Milton, thou shouldst be living at this hour. England hath need of thee. She is a fen of stagnant waters, altar, sword, and pen. Fireside, the heroic wealth of hall and bower have forfeited their ancient English dower.Of inward happiness. We are selfish men. Oh, raise us up, return to us again, and give us manners, virtue, freedom, power. Thy soul was like a star and dwelt apart. Thou hadst a voice whose sound was like the sea, pure as the naked heavens.Majestic, free. So didst thou travel on life's common way, in cheerful godliness, and yet thy heart the lowliest duties on herself did lay.
敦1802年，威廉·华兹华斯。米尔顿，你应该活在这个时期。英格兰已成一滩死水，尤其需要你。教会、权贵、文人、将士，无论居庙堂之高，还是处江湖之远，都已丧失古人的英雄之气，失去内心的欢愉。我们都自私自利，请再次回到我们中间，把我们扶持，赐予我们美德、自由、力量和良知。你的灵魂就像启明星一样高高的挂在天上，你的声音如大海般洪亮，像纯净的天空那样纯洁、庄严、自由。你快乐地走过人生旅途，拥有最崇高的信仰，却把最卑微的责任担当。
我们刚才听到的诗歌 London 1802，伦敦1802年，出自英国诗人威廉·华兹华斯。英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由轻松调频的主持人小斐为您朗诵，由张文琴翻译。威廉·华兹华斯于1770年出生于英国的坎伯兰，1850年去世。他毕业于剑桥大学的圣约翰学院，是英国著名的浪漫主义诗人，文艺复兴以来最重要的英语诗人之一。威廉·华兹华斯与科尔律治、骚塞同被称为湖畔派诗人，其诗歌理论动摇了英国古典主义诗学的统治，有力地推动了英国诗歌的革新和浪漫主义运动的发展。其在作品中歌颂自然，拒绝空洞的夸饰言辞，平和的愉悦情绪自然地成为他诗歌的语调。其代表作有《抒情歌谣集》《丁灯寺旁》《序曲》《水仙花》等。作为湖畔诗人的领袖，华兹华斯在思想上有过大起大落，从初期对法国大革命的热烈向往，变成了后来遁迹于山水的自然崇拜，在诗意上则实现了划时代的革新，以致有人称他为第一个现代诗人。英美评论家将华兹华斯的《抒情歌谣集序》称作英国浪漫主义的宣言。
London, 1802, by William Wordsworth. Milton, thou shouldst be living at this hour. England hath need of thee. She is a fen of stagnant waters, altar, sword, and pen. Fireside, the heroic wealth of hall and bower have forfeited their ancient English dower.Of inward happiness, we are selfish men. Oh, raise us up, return to us again, and give us manners, virtue, freedom, power. Thy soul was like a star and dwelt apart. Thou hadst a voice whose sound was like the sea, pure as the naked heavens.Majestic, free. So didst thou travel on life's common way, in cheerful godliness, and yet thy heart the lowliest duties on herself did lay.
1802年，威廉·华兹华斯。米尔顿，你应该活在这个时期。英格兰已成一滩死水，尤其需要你。教会、权贵、文人、将士，无论居庙堂之高，还是处江湖之远，都已丧失古人的英雄之气，失去内心的欢愉。我们都自私自利， 请再次回到我们中间，把我们扶持，赐予我们美德、自由、力量和良知。你的灵魂就像启明星一样高高地挂在天上，你的声音如大海般洪亮，像纯净的天空那样纯洁、庄严、自由。你快乐地走过人生旅途，拥有最崇高的信仰，却把最卑微的责任担当。
More to read.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words.
接下来就让我们一起来欣赏一篇由中国漫画家丰子恺所写的一篇以春为题目的散文。以画闻名的丰子恺，其散文也别具一格，给人以一种返璞归真的感觉。现代著名文人郁达夫这样评价他的文字，人家只晓得他漫画入神，殊不知他的散文集清幽玄妙，灵达处凡远在他画笔之上。好，下面就让我们一起来读一下由丰子恺所写的这篇《春》。
春，丰子恺。
Spring by 丰子恺。
再迟个把月吧，就像现在，惊蛰已过，所谓春将半了。住在都会里的朋友想象此刻的乡村，足有画图一般美丽，连忙写信来催我写春的随笔，好像因为我威傍着春，惹他们嫉妒似的。
In another month, as in these days, the waking of insects, the third solar term is over, known as half of the spring has passed. My friends living in the cities thinkthat villages at this time are picturesque and beautiful. They sent me a letter, urging me to write something about spring, as if I was snuggling up to the spring and had provoked their jealous feelings.
其实我们住在乡村间的人并没有感到快乐，却深受了种种的不舒服。寒暑表激烈地升降于36度到62度之间，一日之内乍暖乍寒，暖起来可以想起都会里的冰淇淋，寒起来几乎可见天然冰，饱尝了所谓料峭的滋味。
Actually, those living in the countryside do not enjoy the pleasures of spring. On the contrary, they suffer from the various discomforts. The thermometer shows a sharp change between 36 and 62 degrees.These abrupt temperature changes are all within a day. When it is hot, you may think of the ice cream in the city. And when it is cold, you can see natural ice. You can taste the so-called chill of spring to the fullest.
天气又忽晴忽雨，偶一出门，干燥的鞋子往往拖泥带水归来。一春能有几番晴，是真的。小楼一夜听春雨，其实没有什么好听，单调得很，远不及你们都会里的无线电的花样繁多呢。
When you're away from home and the weather changes from sunny to rainy, your shoes often become sloppy when you return back. How many fine days we have within a spring season is true, but...We can hear spring rain falling in a small mansion all night is really nothing special. Actually, it is very boring and far inferior to the various wireless broadcasts in your city.
春将半了，但它并没有给我们一点舒服，只叫我们天天愁寒、愁暖、愁风、愁雨。正是三分春色，二分愁。更一分风雨。
Now, half of spring is over, but it gives us no comfort. On the contrary, every day it makes us worry about the chill, warmth, wind and rain. In fact, within the three portions of spring, two for sorrows and one for wind and rain.
春的景象只有乍寒乍暖忽晴忽雨是实际而明确的。此外虽有春的美景但都隐约模糊要仔细探寻才可依稀仿佛地见到。这就是所谓寻春吧。
In a spring scene, only the abrupt changes from warmth to cold and the unusual clearness after the rain is distinct. Although there are some beautiful spring sights, they are mostly dim. Only by careful search will you find traces of spring. Is this the so-called seeking spring?
有的说春在麦花生里，有的说春在梨花，又有的说红杏枝头春意闹，但这种景象在我们这枯寂的乡村里都不易见到，即使见到了，肉眼也不易认识。
Someone says spring lies in the calls of the flower girls, while others say spring lies in the pale flowers, and still others say spring flourishes on top of the red apricot tree. However, this scene can hardly be found in our dull and lonely village. Even if we could find spring, we may not easily recognize it.
总之，春所带来的美少而隐，春所带来的不快多而却。诗人此刻似乎也承认这一点。春寒、春困、春愁、春怨，不是诗词中的常谈吗？
In short, the beauty that spring brings to us is little and somewhat concealed. The uneasiness that spring gives to us is plenty and obvious. It seems as if poets and 词 composers reveal this point as well.Aren't spring chills, spring sleepiness, spring sorrow and the complaints in springtime frequent topics of their poetry?
不但现在如此，就是再过个把月，到了清明时节，也不见得一定春光明媚，令人极乐。倘又是落雨，路上的行人将要断魂呢。
It is not the only case now.But even if a month later, when the pure brightness, the fifth solar term arrives, it is not likely to be a charming and most pleasant time. And if it rains again, the many street pedestrians will become heartbroken.
听完了中国作家丰子恺对于春的感悟。我们再来聆听一下美国作家亨利·戴维·梭罗笔下的春天，以及他对这个季节的独特体验。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人中秋为您朗读，由徐迟翻译。Spring by Henry David Thoreau. Every incident connected with the breaking up of the rivers and ponds and the settling of the weather is particularly interesting to us who live in a climate of so great extremes. When the warmer days come, they who dwell near the river hear the ice crack at night with a startling whoop as loud as artillery, as if its icy fetters were rent from end to end.And within a few days, see it rapidly going out. So the alligator comes out of the mud with quakings of the earth. One old man, who has been a close observer of nature, and seems as thoroughly wise in regard to all her operations as if she had been put upon the stocks when he was a boy, and he had helped to lay her keel, who has come to his growth, and can hardly acquire more of natural law if he should live to the age of Methuselah.
told me, and I was surprised to hear him express wonder at any of nature's operations, for I thought that there were no secrets between them. That one spring day he took his gun and bowed, and thought that he would have a little sport with the ducks. There was ice still on the meadows, but it was all gone out of the river, and he dropped down without obstruction from Sudbury, where he lived, to Fairhaven Pond, which he found unexpectedly covered for the most part with a firm field of ice. It was a warm day, and he was surprised to see so great a body of ice remaining. Not seeing any ducks, he hit his boat on the north or backside of an island in the pond, and then concealed himself in the bushes on the south side to await them. The ice was melted for 3 or 4 rods from the shore, and there was a smooth and warm sheet of water with a muddy bottom such as the ducks loved within, and he thought it likely that some would be alone pretty soon. After he had lain still there about an hour, he heard a low and seemingly very distant sound, but singularly grand and impressive, unlike anything he had ever heard, gradually swelling and increasing as if it would have a universal and memorable ending, a sullen rush and roar which seemed to him all at once like the sound of a vast body of fowl coming in to settle there, and, seizing his gun, he started up in haste and excited. But he found, to his surprise, that the whole body of the ice had started while he lay there and drifted in to the shore, and the sound he had heard was made by its edge grating on the shore, at first gently nibbled and crumbled off, but at length heaving up and scattering its wrecks along the island to a considerable height before it came to a standstill. At length, the sun's rays have attained the right angle, and warm winds blow up mist and rain and melt the snow banks. And the sun, dispersing the mist, smiles on a checkered landscape of russet and white smoking with incense, through which the traveller picks his way from islet to islet, cheered by the music of a thousand tinkling rills and rivulets whose veins are filled with the blood of winter which they are bearing off.
春天，亨利·戴维·梭罗。凡是有关河和湖的开动，春光之来临的一切琐碎事，对我们生活在这样极端的气候中的人都是特别的有趣的。当比较温和的日子来到的时候，住在河流附近的人晚间能听到冰裂开的声响，惊人的吼声像一声大炮，好像那冰的锁链就此全都断了。几天之内，只见它迅速的消融，正像鳄鱼从泥土中钻了出来，大地为之震动。有一位老年人，是大自然的精密的观察家，关于大自然的一切变幻，似乎他有充分的智慧，好像他还只是一个孩子的时候，大自然给放在造船台上，而他也帮助过安置他的龙骨似的。他现在已经成长了，即使他再活下去，活到马土萨拉那样的年纪，也不会增加多少大自然的知识了。他告诉我，有一个春季的日子里，他持枪坐上了船，想跟那些野鸭进行竞技。听到他居然也对大自然的任何变幻表示惊奇，我感到诧异，因为我想他跟大自然之间一定不会有任何秘密了。那时草原上还有冰，可是河里完全没有了。他毫无阻碍地从他住的萨德伯里地方顺流而下，到了梅港湖，在那里他突然发现大部分还是坚实的冰。这是一个温和的日子，而还有这样大体积的冰残留着，使他非常惊异。因为看不到野鸭，他把船藏在北部，或者说湖中一个小岛的背后， 而他自己则躲在南岸的灌木丛中等待他们。离岸三四竿的地方，冰已经都融化掉了，有着平滑而温暖的水，水底却很泥泞，这正是鸭子所喜爱的。所以他想，不久一定会有野鸭飞来。他一动不动地躺卧在那里，大约已有一个小时了。他听到了一种低沉，似乎很远的声音，出奇的伟大，而给人留下深刻的印象。那是从来没有听到过的，慢慢的上涨而加强，仿佛它会有一个全宇宙的令人难忘的音乐尾声一样，一种温郁的击撞声和吼声。由它听来，仿佛一下子大群的飞禽要降落到这里来了。于是他抓住了枪，急忙跳了起来，很是兴奋。可是他发现，真是惊奇的是，整整一大块冰就在躺卧的时候却行动起来了，向岸边流动。而他所听到的，正是它的边沿摩擦湖岸的粗砾之声。起先还比较的温和，一点一点地咬着，碎落着，可是到后来却沸腾了，把他自己撞到湖岸上，冰花飞溅到相当的高度，才又落下而复归于平静。终于，太阳的光线形成了直角，温暖的风吹散了雾和雨，更融化了湖岸上的积雪。雾散后的太阳向着一个褐色和白色相间隔的格子形的风景微笑，而且熏香似的微雾还在缭绕呢。旅行家从一个小岛屿寻路到另一个小岛屿，给一千道淙淙的小溪和小涧的音乐迷住了。在他们的脉管中，冬天的血液畅流，从中逝去。
感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。